This past week, I finally went to the doctor for a persistent cough. I really didn't want to go and make that effort, but I needed to go because the cough wasn't going away. My homemade soups and extra vitamin C were not doing the job, and I was beginning to lose heart. But I was given a prescription and told to take it 3 times a day until the cough was completely gone. So I began taking the prescription, but there was no instant cure. Prayer does not guarantee an instant cure either. We cannot control God answering how we think we want something answered, and we cannot control the curing of a cough. But in the midst of this simple little battle with a persistent cough, I have been praying. Jesus encourages us to be persistent in prayer. Jesus encourages us in today's gospel to pray always and not lose heart. Jesus knew his disciples and we need encouragement. And the writer of this gospel, Luke, recounted this parable from Jesus, written more than 30 years after Jesus had said this, because the Christians of his day were suffering persecution. They needed encouragement and not to lose heart. We need this message of persistence now more than ever. I think the entire world was transfixed this past week, watching the rescue of the 33 miners that had been trapped in a mining cave-in in Chile for 69 days. I have read articles and heard reports on CNN, and two things have become apparent to me. Early on, the world above, the rescue workers and their families, and the men in the dark cavern below, and the world watching, seemed to be of one accord. Everyone was openly talking about praying for their rescue and praying that the trapped miners would not lose heart. The makeshift camp that developed of tents of families and television crews formed community around the word esperanza, hope. And it was hard to experience watching the miners emerge one by one from that rescue capsule without shedding a tear. Not one was lost. So the question to consider, how was prayer answered in that situation? There was no lightning bolt from heaven that pierced the rock, opening a way for the miners to climb out. But there was a miraculous coming together of engineers and equipment from around the world that contributed to making the rescue a possibility. And I believe prayer was the conduit that kept hope and the rescue alive. One of the rescued miners said he had never prayed before that cave-in, but learned to pray in that sealed tomb, which begs the questions, how did he learn to pray? How did you learn to pray? And how do you pray now? I would like to offer that one of the ways the miner learned to pray is revealed in the reading today from the prophet Jeremiah. God said, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and they shall all know me. It is in our DNA, so to speak, this presence of God within us. It is God's covenant and promise. So the rescued miner had his first baby steps in prayer through his own desire to reach out to the one who made him. He was also encouraged to pray by the witness of the other miners, especially by the 55-year-old miner who was an evangelical Christian and witnessed to his faith in God, inviting his fellow trapped miners to not lose heart. Some of the things asked to be sent down in the drilled shaft were items to create like a shrine, which reminds me of the title of a book I read years ago, If You Want to Pray, Make Space, Make Symbol. These miners made a symbolic space to keep themselves focused, to remind them to pray and not lose heart. Another miner, a 56-year-old widow with six children, emerged with a Bible in his hand. And even though he had already survived two other cave-ins in his mining career, he has said he has no intention of leaving the mining business. He knows the source of his strength and encourages others. Do not forget to use Scripture to encourage, to help others endure. That is the message from our second reading today. Timothy is reminded that Scripture is inspired by God. In the Greek, it is translated God breathed. God breathes life into his word. The early Christians let God's word breathe in them. And that is a way we can pray always, to use our very breath as a channel for prayer. In an anxious moment, breathe out the anxiety, and then breathe in the peace of God. Breathe in and out, letting the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, flow through your body. However, let's be honest. Going through some of your minds right now might be thoughts of personal issues that seem insurmountable. You might be thinking, but what of this or that horrific event or diagnosis that has just happened to me? How does one pray, especially when not feeling well, or feeling desperate, or feeling just on empty? Well, the lifeline is already in place. God has made a covenant in your heart. But we do need to turn on the switch for a sense of the presence of God flowing through us. Yet, there are times when the switch is on, but you don't feel the comfort of God. You continue to feel the darkness of the moment. I have been there. It feels like lights off. Now, the big league prayers of the past, like St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, call that the dark night of the soul. It is so hard to be faithful when prayer feels dry, or when you pray and pray and pray, and the answer just isn't happening the way you want. God is there, but testing. That is the dark night. God purifying our faith. So we come to know God for God, as the source of life, purifying us away from a childhood concept of God, wanting God for what God should give us. So this is a very real and challenging part of being a Christian. God wants us to grow up in our faith, wants us to grow up remembering that God is always faithful. Whether we feel God or not, God is in our midst. Depression or illness or pain or a cave-in does not block God's love for you and each person in the world. God wants us to never give up, but to dig deeper in the living relationship that is written in our hearts and is as close as our breath. The widow in today's gospel would not give up, pestering that shameless judge until she received justice. Notice it was justice that she was after. The widow, who by Jewish law did not inherit her husband's estate, was pestering the judge that something wrong be made right. We don't know what the situation was, but she somehow knew, because she knew Scripture, that God was on the side of justice. She was attuned with God's faithfulness. So Jesus asks us, will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out day and night? But what is God's justice? It includes an all-encompassing promise that God is with us in all circumstances, supplying what we most need, maybe not what we want, but what we need. And yet, if we are told that the tumor or disease is inoperable, or the loan won't go through, or we still can't find a job, then God waits with us and loves us into the fullness of life in eternity. No one wants a death sentence, but death is not the final answer. Eternal life with God is the final answer. So in the face of death, or depression, or fear, or a persistent cough, or a cave-in, Jesus says, pray always, and do not lose heart. You are not alone. And just as I am asked to continue to take this prescription so my body gets well, so too are we asked to consider the life-saving benefits of Scripture. Are you willing to use Scripture as medicine? When you know your spirit is in need of healing, I suggest you mark those passages in your Bible that you would like to ingest throughout the day and continue taking Scripture as medicine for the rest of your life. It is God's inspiration, God breathed. So what passages can become your Scripture prescriptions? Is it from Psalm 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is it from the Epistle to the Philippians? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is it from the Epistle to the Romans? We know that all things work together for good for those who love God. Or is your new daily scripture prescription from today's gospel? Pray always and not lose heart. So, you do not need to be a 911 Christian that calls on God only in an emergency, but become a Christian that is learning to pray always and not lose heart. Amen.